This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 405 for Wednesday, May 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are weaker Wednesday morning, seeing some follow-through selling pressure after yesterday's declines. Canola down $13.60 in the nearby July contract at $864.40 per ton. The more active new crop November, it's down $11.90 at $685.40. Early losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil contributed to the soft tone in canola, as did recent rains, easing dryness concerns across western Canada. However, the forecasts are turning drier, and more moisture will be needed through the growing season. Cold overnight temperatures could also raise some frost concerns over the next few days in some areas. The Canadian dollar, it's a bit weaker in early trade, and that's providing some underlying support. Tight old crop supplies and solid end-user demand also remained supportive. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 2 cents in the July contract at $15.09 per bushel. New crop November beans down 6 cents at $13.41. The good U.S. seeding progress and relatively favorable Midwestern weather forecasts weighed on beans to start the day. Chart-based selling contributed to the declines as investors booked profits and some stops were hit on the way down. Export delays out of South America, though, were somewhat supportive. Corn, it is lower as well, seeing a continuation of yesterday's declines. The July contract down 4 cents at $6.16 per bushel. Good U.S. weather weighed on prices, with ideas that seeded corn area in the country could end up above earlier expectations. Dryness in Brazil, though, continues to cut into yield prospects for the second corn crop there, with private forecasters lowering their production estimates. Wheat futures, they are down across the board, taking some direction from soybeans and corn. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents in July at $6.79 per bushel. Kansas City down 7 cents in the July contract at $5.97. And Chicago wheat, it's down 8 cents in July at $6.48 per bushel. U.S. wheat crops are generally thought to be in good shape, with rains in the forecast likely helping boost yield prospects. However, the moisture may be too much in some areas, and that is providing some support. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 26th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.